Richardson, ABC News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Ben, buddy, it's nice to see you. What do you think the city needs to do?
We need to change the perception of the schools. There is a negative perception about Green Bay Public Schools. I'm just getting into it as a parent. My kid is in kindergarten at McCullough on the east side, and I think we need to improve how people view our schools. There's a perception, and I don't know if it's warranted or not.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel Trainings. Here's advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends.
You can always learn more at ALZ.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.fm.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's week two of Joe Biden's top 100. We've covered the economy. Next up, education. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripes Cast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. We are brought to you by Everlight Solar. Powered by Everlight Solar, in fact, and here is today's episode. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Charlie, your fearless and fearful host of the Cripes Cast, joined in the studio today by Colleen Maraca. Hello, Colleen, producer of the Cripes Cast, ladies and gentlemen. So this week on the podcast, we're doing an Ask Me Anything.
Because
Charlie got lazy.
No, because it's episode 200.
Oh, it's 200. It's not that I didn't book a guest for this week. It is episode 200. 200 episodes ago, we started this thing. And that was back in
2020. Yep.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it crazy?
It started before I think I actually started for you. This podcast is I was going to say older than me, but that doesn't make any sense.
No. Older than your tenure here at Cripes Incorporated. Yeah, it's been a wild run for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe it's been 4 years, guys. Time flies like a fruit fly.
dies quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It is amazing just how time speeds. All right, Charlie, enough. This isn't about my pontificating today, ladies and gentlemen.
It could be a little bit. We can talk about it later if you want to reflect on it.
Nah. Okay. It's about moving forward. It's about your questions for me. It's about not looking back. It's about not taking a breath of air. It's about keep churn until time is just something that happened. And then here we are. It's a beautiful day out. My God. Really is. You know, Wisconsin in the spring / summer, I don't think anything beats it. Got some sort of a day of where the storms are coming in and they're going away, you know, and you think you got time to walk and get a coffee and then it downpours. Thanks for the ride back, Colleen, by the way. Mm-hmm. Best part about that, I went to get I'll be honest, I got a matcha latte. Okay. I feel weird saying that, but I shouldn't. Okay. I didn't get any sweetener in it. Okay.
Matcha tastes like dirt, dude.
I know. I kind of like it. I mean, no, it does not taste great. No, but I got it because I looked at, here's how it goes. I read some article about how matcha is good for this, that, or the other thing that I think I may have an issue with because of life choices I have made, you know?
So you're trying to
offset my drinking beer by drinking matcha.
You want like a net zero. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I've had some smokables in my time.
Did you have a rough weekend? Is that what you're saying? And that's why you did it? Or
no, I was going to get a coffee. I also read the crash isn't as bad. I just want a little pick me up. So I had some energy for all you fine people listening.
So there
out
was
there.
No coffee. It just was because if it's a latte, then it has coffee in it as well.
No. What?
It uses espresso and a latte.
No, it's just you use the matcha with milk. That's all the latte is. A latte is just milk to whatever you're putting in there.
Okay.
Fact check me.
Yeah, no, I'm looking.
Because now I'm questioning myself.
I mean, I'm sure.
I didn't taste any coffee. It just tasted like matcha dirt.
Matcha is a powder made from green tea leaves and has two. Okay, yeah, that's right. So it's tea extract instead of, or it's like it's tea as your latte instead of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So anyway, it was great. Anyway, so I went over there to get a little thing. Colleen, it started downpouring. I was there with my sister. Colleen was like, all right, I guess I got to pick you up. And she said, very nice. Can I pick you guys up? Because we had to shoot this podcast. I get out of the car to walk in and I drop the latte. You didn't see
that? I didn't realize that's what you were doing.
I dropped it. I only probably had half of it. There, I was able to salvage some at the tail end there, which is nice because there's nothing worse than dropping your latte and dropping the second end of it. Well, I suppose there is dropping it as soon as you get dropping the entire thing.
Anyway, I didn't realize that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
I thought you were just picking up something on the ground and then I started. That's why you were laughing.
Yeah. I was thinking
I thought it was because I started backing up quickly.
Yeah.
And I was almost running you over. That's what I thought.
Oh, no. Although that was funny, too.
Yeah.
I did notice that. But
oh, I didn't realize that.
It's OK. So, you know, if anything goes wrong, I'll just blame it on my lack of matcha. Yeah.
There's not matcha you can do about it.
No, there's no. Oh, nice pun. Punny points.
Yeah.
Folks, before we dive into the deal, I got to let you know that we have all sorts of ways that you can help the podcast out. If you're interested, you can go to cripescast.com and click on the merch section. You can, what else, Colleen, can they do? A little Patreon action?
Yep, we put out the last bit of your tour the last weekend. We had I was there doing a lot of behind the scenes footage. So the last 2 weeks have been videos from Green Bay and as well as Madison. So if you ever want to see behind the scenes footage or kind of what's goes on and all that extra extended content, go to patreon.com/CharlieBarons. And then also we're announcing fall tour dates. So if you go to cripescast.com, click on tour, it'll bring you to the tickets and Yeah, it's going to be a fun fall.
It is. Looking forward to it. And thank you all for supporting. And before we dive into the podcast, again, we are raising money for Doctors Without Borders. They are doing incredible work around the world, especially in the Middle East. You can check them out, doctorswithoutborders.org. And you can also follow them at Doctors Without Borders. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for me now to answer your fan questions.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, pew.
What was that?
I don't know. Just thought it would be fun.
That's goofy.
Yeah, let's do it. Do we have any juicy ones in there, Colleen? Or
I mean, people did ask about your dating life.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah.
I was just kidding about that. All right.
Anything else?
Give me a... No, maybe we'll get to one. Maybe we'll get to one.
Oh, tell all deep tease.
No, I just want people to listen to the end.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get to one later for sure. Okay, so Ash K. Miller 8 asks, outside of Wisconsin, which state would you move to?
Outside of Wisconsin? Obviously, I think the UP would be pretty sweet. But you know what? Since that should be part of Wisconsin anyway, I don't think that can go on as counting.
Record, no.
God, I don't know. I lived in South Carolina for a little bit. Back like when I was 20 something, that was super fun and cool. It does just get very hot in the summer.
What about North Carolina?
North Carolina is cool. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of living where I want to live, but you're saying,
so the question is like,
oh, yeah. You know what? I'd probably live somewhere like Wyoming in a mountain.
Yeah.
You know, like where there's four people there.
Yeah.
And try that out. I think that would be pretty cool.
Your ADHD would kill you within a week.
No, maybe. Yeah, but there's so much stuff to do. Like you can go fly fishing, you can build stuff at your place, you know? So I think there's enough stuff to keep me occupied. You can go like hunting, you can go hiking. Did I say fishing? Birding, yes, hiking, rafting, like all the outdoor stuff.
So once you're done with all this, do you think that's where you'll settle?
I don't know.
Like, do you think that'll be where you like?
No, I probably settle in Wisconsin, but I'm just trying to think of alternative spots. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Or like go somewhere, you know, because my brain always gets like super practical with it, which is not necessarily always a good thing. Because I would say like go to like Costa Rica or something, because that's a really cool place. I got lucky and got to go there at one point in my life. And I like the idea of like scuba diving with these cool things, these tropical things, you know, because they're really awesome to look at, you know. And even, you know, when Alana was on the podcast afterwards, I went to the Bahamas. Actually, that whole Bahamas situation that we shot and still have not edited completely is going to be coming out, folks. It's going to be coming out soon. But for those of you who remember that Cripescast episode, but when she lives down there and she's constantly working on these coral reefs, which I think is really cool work, just on a day in, day out basis, helping, you know, the environment in some way. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I really don't know. Those are a couple thoughts. Bahamas and Wyoming.
That you have. Yeah, that's, I mean, those are completely different areas, but it sounds like just places that have beautiful, like, outdoor.
Yeah, just a place where you can be outdoors, and kind of working outdoors is good, because I think so much of what I do is indoors right now. So most of my time when I'm not working, I am spending it outdoors. So, you know, that's sort of where I'm gravitating toward, always have. But nice. Yeah, so amazing. There you go. Now we got question dose. What is it?
Katie Jedi PM 1.
Nice. Nice handle.
When you're down or uninspired, what's your go-to book to bring you back? Or maybe like if it's
a go-to book.
Or if it's something that's like, what's your creative spark to get you back into like.
Creative spark. First of all, Katie, you can hear in Colleen's voice how she knows that I'm not smart enough to be a reader. The truth of it is I have read 1.5 books this year. Which is about 200.
The Midwest Survival Guide.
No, no. I read The Alchemist and I read this other one called like The World is Ending and Just Beginning. It's some about global trade and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I got it in a gift basket someone gave me and I was like bored and I just started reading it.
I've heard The Alchemist is good.
Alchemist is great. That one I finished way longer than it should have taken me, but it's not like I'm reading it straight through. I'm not a slow reader. Anyway, I am a slow reader.
Is actually. That? Yeah.
That's kind of a thing. You ever, have we talked about this? Do you ever like, go up to somebody and say like, hey, this is hilarious. You got to read it. Do you ever do that?
Where you show someone like a meme or something? Or
no, like, it's just a meme. I'm talking like an article. I'm talking like maybe a joke, maybe a paragraph.
Yeah.
Maybe a text that's a paragraph.
Yeah.
I hate that when people put that in front of me.
Really?
Because I just get pressure.
You get popcorn reading PTSD.
No. It's just, I'm a slow reader.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, are you finished yet? I'm like, I'm thinking about you thinking that I'm a slow reader. So I haven't quite focused on these words yet. So just give me, you know what? Just walk away. Walk away. Give me 10 minutes.
10 okay? minutes for a paragraph?
Well, not that, but I just hate it when people are just sitting there like, looking at you while you're trying to read it. Because then I'm not thinking about what I'm reading because I'm just thinking I'm reading slow.
I mean, you are a slow reader, though, right? You just said that.
Yeah. Well, I am. So now everybody knows. Now I don't have to feel self-conscious.
So is The Alchemist the book that you would bring you back? Or are you just saying that's your latest book that you
have? Oh, yeah. Answer the question, Charlie.
But if it's not a book, like, do you have something that kind of gets you back, like, into creative flow? I know you really like morning pages.
Yeah. So every morning I get up, I do a little meditation, then I write like 3 pages of stuff. And which I think is good for anybody, but it especially works if like your job is coming up with ideas a lot, because there's so much junk in all of our brains that it's good to just get it out on paper. And also, if you do this long enough and you go back and read these pages, which, by the way, morning pages is whatever you're thinking. Just write it. Don't judge it. Just write it. Don't judge. Just get it out. If you go back and read that stuff ever, you can kind of see these patterns that you have and you can sort of address them. Mm-hmm. If you really want to, you know, look at yourself in a critical fashion. I haven't quite done it yet, but I can, theoretically, it makes a lot of sense. So anyways, yeah, to get back into the creative mindset, I'd probably like play the guitar or something, or like go on a long walk, mm-hmm. like, and just don't think of anything. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times you can get sort of writer's block and you can be writing, but you can just not want to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that is just taking time to not think about it, because it's when your best ideas I've had have happened like in the shower, walking, doing something where you let your brain sit, mm-hmm. and not like actively trying to think of something. Just taking your mind off it completely. Think about something else, or just.
It's kind of like your brain is like a zoo and you're waiting for the zoo animal to like do something. And when you're focused on it, it won't like act. But then it's like whenever people aren't looking, it's kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Nature takes its way. It's a very interesting analogy. I don't think about my brain being in a zoo often, but I suppose.
I'm reading a book about a zoo. That's why.
No, I mean, that makes sense. Way to flex. You're reading. Good for you.
Book 11 of the year.
Good for you. I'm on book 1.5. But the second one is a very thick book.
This is an audiobook, so.
That doesn't count. You've been counting audiobooks?
No, this is the first audiobook of the year.
Oh my gosh. I was so impressed that when you said I read 30 books or whatever.
I did read 30 books last year.
Read, fully read, not audio.
I read 24 books last year. 36 is my goal this year.
Okay, all right. Well, 24 is the actual number.
20. Okay, relax. I'm just, 24 I read, and one of them was an audiobook last
year. Okay, fair enough.
I mean, like, most of them I'm reading.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
I also took, there was like a, I don't know if you ever read it, but there was one in the bathroom downstairs. Mitchell Albom.
Yeah.
It's been there for years.
You took it home?
Yeah, I took it home. Because I figured you're not going to read it.
No, that is my book. I was looking for it.
No, you weren't. Yeah,
well, tell me the title of it.
It's not Gentleman in Moscow. It's.
Yeah, the guitar one.
No. Is the Gentleman in Moscow the one in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Then I took that one.
Yeah, I know. I do want that back.
Okay. When are you going to read it, in 15 years?
No, I'm reading. I'm a reader now, Colleen. Anyways, that is a really good book, though. I started it, but I was not doing my reading when I started it. So I kind of fell off. But
which album? It's not. You know what? Gentleman and Us.
I can. It's something about the guitar. I can read.
It's not the Magic Strings.
No, I know.
Okay. It is about the guitar. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll bring it back. I'm sorry.
No. You can read it. It's a good book.
Okay.
I actually read that one. Okay. I can read a whole book and not tell you who the author is sometimes. Do you ever
authors? Yeah. I mean, like, the only reason I know specific authors is like if I'm reading a series and then like I follow that author.
Yeah. Cause nobody believes I'm reading. Cause they're like, what are you reading? I'm like, I'm reading this book. What's the title? Ah, I can't forget, but I can tell you what it's about, but I can't remember the title of the author.
Title. I'm a little bit surprised by. Mm. Well, do you want to join
this
my
one's
book club?
A long, no, I can't, I don't have time. I'm already in a book club that I don't,
oh,
I'm
with
not
your brother?
Able to get there often enough. Well, that book club is just go to Patty's in Milwaukee
and drink
and have some beers. And then, no, there's a lot of reading that goes on.
That's so nice.
But anyways.
Anyway.
So yeah, long story short, I like to go outside, not think about stuff. And that hopefully eventually gets me going creatively.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's get a little deep. Put your life jacket on. PM Stongaro, PMSTONGARO. Uh-huh. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, where do I see myself in 5 years? Good question. I don't know. You know what? I got out of the habit of doing like 5-year plan, 10-year plan type things at once the Manitowoc Minute took off, because that was not in my 5-year plan. It wasn't in my 10-year plan. It was something I couldn't have imagined. And I'm not saying I did it intentionally, but I've just been, like I was out there before the Manitowoc Minute. I was just out there hitchhiking. You know, I was putting my thumb up, like hoping for someone to come along or something to come along to take me to like a different level.
Metaphorical hitchhiking.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not literally
hitchhiking.
Although I have hitchhiked before, but that's a different story.
I was
going to
see how long you were keeping that up for.
Yeah, the whole entire explanation. I was going to hold this thumb up. So I stopped doing, because once the Manitowoc Minute thing took off, everything took off in a way I would have never imagined. And I figured that life is more like that. As long as I've been more of a next joke kind of guy. It's all about the next joke, the next show, the next video, the next whatever. But honestly, right now in my life, for probably the first time in a long time, I've started to think about like, what is the larger goal? Because I just got off the road. I'm kind of between tour right now this summer. And yeah, so it's just kind of figuring out what is the larger thing? I'm intentionally taking some time off to try and not fill it immediately with work. Been unsuccessful. I wouldn't say 100% unsuccessful, but probably 65% unsuccessful.
Since tour?
Since I ended tour.
Yeah, you've been busy.
I've been doing
but
stuff.
A lot less.
A lot less, yeah. It's been a lot less travel. Travel, man, that'll take it out of you.
I mean, I think I've talked about this with like a lot of people, and the thing is like the hallmark of what people think is success is being busy. Like, I think that people confuse the two, and it's like, if you're booked and busy and you're highly sought out and you're doing so much, that means that you're successful. And it's hard to rewire that thought process of like, rest is so important. You know what I mean?
Rest is very important. Yeah. And just being okay, not moving. You know, because I think I grew, even like yesterday, it was a Sunday. I didn't have to do anything. But if I don't get up and do my thing, like my routine of the morning pages, like work out, get outside, especially on a sunny day. If I don't get outside, I start feeling sad.
But rest isn't like. Rest, I'm not saying like rest where you sleep all day and you don't do anything. Like, I'm saying like rest, like things, it's kind of like your like electric car, like you're doing things that are regenerating you. So if like, if you, the thing is like, you enjoy morning pages, you enjoy working out, you enjoy going outside. To me, that sounds still like a restful day. It's not doing like errands or.
I did errands. Oh. Yeah, I got groceries, all that sort of stuff.
I mean, I don't know. Like, there's, it's a fine line. It's like, did you do anything for work yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got back to. I sent you a
you
ton of
emails.
You sent
me so many emails.
Well, that's the thing, because I had a, but the work always piles up, you know?
Yeah.
But I do wonder what it would be like to actually take a thing where, I don't know. I think some people are just need to do, because that's the thing. What I'm really doing is doing to create dopamine to boost my mood, you know? So I think the big question is, what happens if I don't boost my mood? What am I trying to distract my brain from, you know? And there could be something, there could be nothing. I don't really know.
Maybe. I think, I mean, not to get like religious or biblical, but like the seventh day was for rest. Like, and rest is talked about so often.
Yeah.
You need to be full of yourself in order to fill others up.
No, 1,000% you do. But yeah, what does rest mean?
And there's hard, it's hard because like Saturday, I literally like all, like a lot of my girlfriends were out of town. So I was like, I'm just going to take the day to like be by myself, like whatever. But it was really hard because it's like I brought a book with me because I needed something to like do.
Yeah.
It's right. It's hard to like really sit there because it's like when you're quiet, that's when your brain can like kind of
go starts crazy. Spiraling. But that's why those meditations or whatever, those silent meditations, or even people gave Aaron Rodgers a lot of crap for that darkness retreat, you know, which I also think is bizarre. But I also think that's something that most people would never do because they don't want to sit there and think about or encounter all you. Like if you are dead silent, you have to confront a lot of stuff that we all continue to run from, whether it be through work or booze or whatever, you know, buffering, as they call it. Anyways,
what do you do in order to unplug? Or do you do that?
Well, I got to watch. The reason I got to watch is so I can go on walks and know what time it is without needing my phone.
Nice.
And yeah, I mean, I just try, like if I feel myself on my phone, like in a scroll situation, I've pretty much gotten out of the thing of doing that. I just have zero interest on ever being on my phone. And a lot of it's because it's a lot of work stuff. And I just, but how do I do it? I don't know. I feel mostly, I honestly don't have a great answer at that other than just leave it at home and go out and do something.
Yeah.
You know, but I think now a lot of people are scared to leave their home without their phone because what if something happens?
Does that have a tracker?
No, hell no. It's just a normal watch.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Daring hostage rescue in Gaza. The Israeli military says it brought out three men and a woman kidnapped by Hamas in the October 7th attacks. They say an Israeli anti-terrorism officer was killed. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Marcus Moore.
We've seen images of spontaneous celebrations in the streets of Tel Aviv and in other cities in Israel, really giving you a sense of how difficult this has been.
Hamas and Israel differ on how many others were killed in the raid. In Paris, President Biden and French President Macron welcomed the hostage rescues. The leaders also talking about Ukraine. Russian President Putin will not stop there. All of Europe will be threatened, says President Biden.
I proudly stand with France to support freedom and democracy around the world. That's what this spectacular week is all about.
More offshore beach patrols along Florida's Gulf Coast after two shark attacks yesterday. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It all comes together for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee bounced back in a big way Friday, blowing out the Detroit Tigers 10-0. In addition to a strong pitching outing by Tobias Myers, the bats came alive for the crew in piling up 16 hits with their 10 runs. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
I just think it's the mentality, you know, like these guys understand that this kid's got good stuff, man. This kid's good. And I think they understand, you know, they're hitting the ball the other way when it's called for. They hit line drives when it's called for. You know, like I said, they're not just trying to go deep.
Today, it'll be Freddy Peralta pitching for the Brewers in Game 2 of the 3-game series. Glenn Day and Boo Weekly lead the AmFam Championship at University Ridge at 4 under par after the first day. Wisconsin natives Cherry Kelly and Steve Stricker are one shot back of the leaders. The event continues through tomorrow. And today, high school sports champions will be crowned in tennis, softball, and lacrosse. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for showers, maybe a thunderstorm, a high near 69. Clearing out tonight, mid-50s. Sunny and windy for Sunday with a high near 73. Sunshine 71 Monday, low 70s continue on Tuesday. A bit warmer Wednesday, lots of sun and 79.
Right now, it's 58.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating, and of course...
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Have a great weekend. Coming up on Monday, meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins us to give us a look at the weather for the week ahead.
And then Chad Cornett from Cantilever Studio stops by to talk about some of the interesting work he's involved in.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, it is me, Charlie Behrens, answering your questions on the Cripescast. Hope you enjoy.
Do you ever think about how, like, this is weird, but, like, butterfly effect, like, one decision can change, like, the trajectory of your life?
Yeah, I mean, but then you just get, like, so... anxious about doing anything that you do nothing, and that's what's really...
I don't look at it as like a life. Like a forward thing. I more so look at it like a, for me, for college, like I was between Madison and St. Thomas.
Yeah.
And so like what two completely different lives that would have been. And like if I didn't go to Madison, I wouldn't go to the J school. I wouldn't have been an alumni that met you, and I wouldn't have this job. Like it's just like, and it's not like I'm like, oh, now I have to make every decision, and I'm like, at the end of the day, I feel like I would have been perfectly content and happy in that life as well. It's just like interesting to think about.
I think generally speaking, life will continue to give people opportunities to do the thing that they're destined to do. So let's say you miss an on-ramp or an off-ramp, I guess, on the highway of life. There is, you can get off on the next exit, or you can go on some detour to get to where you would have been.
Yeah.
So, and that I guess that mentality has helped me not be concerned if like I miss this huge opportunity, and to look at that closed door for too long, because otherwise you miss the open window right next to you that you can jump out of.
That's
That's a joke. It's a one-story window. It's just another way to escape.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's another door.
My
or weird that I made that an analogy. You could be getting into the window. So anyways, go ahead.
My friend Mary always says, whatever's meant for you will not pass you by. I think that's pretty true. Like, what's meant to be will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think as long as you're living day in, day out the way you want to live, that thing will, you'll get another shot at it.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're like, what's meant to be will be. Should we get hammered before 10 a.m.?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, you can't be like, what's meant to be will be. And then you continue doing the same thing. And you're like, well, why isn't it happening?
Right. 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 Because then you can be like, oh, that's when you can get. Whenever you take control away from yourself too much, you can get kind of like the victim type thing going.
Which like, for me, everything happens to me.
Yeah. Which I don't think anyone really appreciates. Or you get the thing where so much control, you're all about control, where you get like I think anxiety or some other issues. So already, ooh, nice thunder. You know,
we gotta get out there and sit on the porch.
You know, we should have been doing this on the porch, honestly. Next time.
Yeah,
next time. All right, who's next on the old
Dante's
question?
Not impressed asks, who's your least favorite and most favorite employee?
Dante's not impressed. Most favorite
is Dante.
Is Dante. Absolutely. Least favorite. Just kidding. I don't have.
It's on record. And when people were curious why I quit, it's right here.
You're not going to quit.
No.
You know, I'm kidding.
I know. The other thing he asked was, are you a really single guy in your 30s, or was that video fake?
Oh, Dante asked that?
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Unfortunately, a lot of those things were based on real life.
Were based on what?
Real life. The Christmas tree, the single guy in his 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, we just put out a video called Single Life in Your 30s.
We'll put it right here.
I'm a single guy in my 30s. Did I tell you I played high school football? I'm a single guy in my 30s. My bedroom's just a room with a bed and a deer. I'm a single guy in my 30s. Yeah, I'll get you a glass. And before I give it to you, I'm going to smell it to make sure it's clean. It's not. I'm a single guy in my 30s. It's almost June, which means time to take the Christmas tree down.
So, believe it or not, that Christmas tree situation
where I and all the stuff fell off.
Yeah.
All the needles fell off. That was true. That was in my place until a week ago. A week ago. Now, it was there for, I would say, 3 to 4 months before I said, oh, that Christmas tree's still up. I should probably take that down. Because you got to remember, I was home. I was only home like 15 days out of the year at that point.
It is literally the smallest tree you could have just thrown away.
But then I thought, this would be a funny video. Mm. So, and then I sat on that video idea for like another 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't want people to think I actually kept my Christmas tree until May, but I did.
Someone did comment. They were like, is this like just laziness or commitment to the bit? And we were like, yes. Why does it have to be one or the other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got a lot of, the thing is I'm always very focused on work and there again, next joke, whatever. So a lot of other things in my life just, fall.
Like the needles on a tree, they just fall.
They do.
They really fall.
Well, they just fall down. I mean, my place does get cleaned, but it gets cleaned only when I'm talking to people on the phone. So if I'm talking to somebody on the phone, I think we talked about this on this podcast. If I'm talking to anybody on the phone, I'm doing something else.
What's your favorite thing to do while cleaning? Do you like to wipe down a counter? Do you like to vacuum? Do you like to dust?
Well, I think I like getting rid of stuff.
Like throwing out?
Not throwing out, but like just giving it away. Not that I'm a generous person at all, but just, or throwing stuff out, sure. Yeah. But just getting rid of stuff. Mm. Just like less crap. I know you say that, but as our office has so much stuff, but it's all props.
It's all memorabilia.
But in my place, it's a pretty empty space just because I don't like clutter. Just bothers me from a creative
standpoint. That's got to be a video for sure. Like what? Like girls versus guys decorating. I think I've pitched that to you before.
That is a good bit.
Because mine is like I've curated an aesthetic in my place. And like, yeah, I am very mindful about that. I have specific sheets that match my bed. Like everything is like for a purpose.
Cut to the guy. Sticking up, like the girl just goes on and on about that. Cut to the guy sticking up a beer sign and then drilling it in. Yeah, that could be a good bit. Would Charlene be the girl?
Or you could have the red wig and we could use my place.
Yeah.
And then we write off that month's rent.
You charge me a location fee for you.
That'd be kind of brilliant.
Yeah, you could get away with that if you didn't just mention it on a podcast. Also, then everybody at this company is going to be pitching their place for
us. Oh, yeah. But we could do that. It's a bit where it's like they could go through and it's like, I got this here. This is my grandfather's pillow. Da 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 da. Like, this means so much to me. And it's like, this is my favorite beer. And then.
Yeah. Yeah. Or something absurd like that beer staff that we have. You know, from the beer wizard video and just drilling that to a wall, something super bizarre.
Yeah.
Or putting that duck down. Yeah. That duck's awesome.
That is a cool duck. Even though it's a mallard.
Yeah.
When I told you I saw paintings for mallards and you said it was a basic.
Yeah, it was a basic ass duck. But let me tell you this much. That's a mallard in a weed bed. I mean, that's 360
literally fake.
Mallard. 360. Well, it's not a real bird.
But I'm just saying you're acting like it's like, okay, cool. Like I could have sculpted that.
No, you couldn't have. No, absolutely not.
Nancy Carpwood says, do your brothers and sisters work for you?
Some of them. My brother, John, works for me. My sister, Bridget, did work for me. My mom does a lot of the merchandising. My brother, Andy, and I have been working on a show for the past few years. So
Ellie has done merch a few times.
Ellie has done merch.
So Emily,
a bunch of the siblings have done various things. So yeah. A lot of, and it's fun working with your family. My brother John will intentionally drive me nuts during meetings just for fun, just for funsies. And that's good. And you expect nothing less from your family in the whole deal. But it's always lucky to be able to work with your family. Mm-hmm. So
Schaefer underscore H asks, advice on a single parent dating or dating in general?
Wow. Okay. No idea what it's like to be a single parent dating. Because I'm not a parent.
Apparently
not a parent. Dating in general. Oh gosh. I don't know. I hate giving dating advice because what the hell do I know? Mm. I'm divorced. You know, I screwed it up. Go find someone you like and date them long enough and then be like, yeah, let's get married and then hope for the best. Done. Put that in a book and sell it.
Yeah, there you go. Colleen Murak asks, what's the etiquette for mowing your lawn?
I'm so annoyed with you. Okay, so our lawn was long because kind of was doing no mow May, but also kind of knew that no mow May was sort of a thing that doesn't totally address the totality of the bee issue. But I let the lawn grow very long. And it was also an early spring due to just an insanely warm winter, warmest winter in Wisconsin, I think, on record. So the lawn was long. I hate lawns. I've hated them since I was a kid. Can't stand them. I used to have a lawn cutting business, try and make money, just disliked lawns. Still do. And so I was like,
I can tell by the way you cut it.
Well, I don't care. It doesn't. I think it's so dumb to care about like something like a yard. It's the whole reason we have yards here is it was a status symbol for the British. We stole them from the British. Sorry, we didn't fight an entire revolutionary war to steal the dumbest thing the British have. You know what I mean? The reason that it was a status symbol, it'd be like a Ferrari. Yeah, except so Ferrari, you can't drive. It's just a monoculture of one thing that you can't eat. So I can't stand lawns. And so when I cut it, I don't care what it looks like because it's a lawn. What I should do is say, Charlie, what about your neighbors? What would your neighbors think? And think about the neighbors.
What about the people that work for you? What would your employees think?
Well, that still isn't coming up. Is it that big of a deal?
No. So I walk in this morning. I basically was going through a safari. That's how high the grass was. Yeah. I was surprised. I thought an animal was going to come out and like maul me. Yeah.
I was rewilding the front yard.
Yeah. And so I walk in. Dante's here. And I was like, you see that lawn? And he goes, no, mow May. Like we both are like, it's so whatever.
I was just using it as an excuse not to mow.
Not mow.
Well, then you must have been happy when you heard the lawnmower.
Ready? So Dante and I are on a call.
Yeah.
And we see you putting the mower in the front yard. And Dante's like hitting me on the call. And he's like, and I was like, he's mowing. And we were so excited. And then we're still on this call. It's not a long call, like maybe 15 minutes. Yeah. You're already coming back up front. And we're like, oh no, like quick little thing. Dante goes out there and he goes, you got to see this. It is just so like there's patches missing. There's grass clippings.
Before you go, I got a phone call and I said, okay, let me get you that. So I was looking.
Now we find this out.
Yeah. And so then I went upstairs. I had to have a call with someone on my team. And then I forget what. Oh, and then we had our meeting. So I come down and then you guys just tear into me. Like, what is that? And so then I found the need to defend what was possibly the worst. It wasn't that bad. Long way. Here's what happened.
He didn't bag it.
No, waste of time.
And so grass is all over our sidewalk, the sidewalk that's like in front of the house and the neighbor's driveway.
Okay.
And there's parts where there's like, it just looks so bad. And so then, which like, you're like, whatever, go get a broom, like whatever. But the part that was annoying is that once it started downpouring rain and I so like sweetly came to pick you guys up.
Yeah.
Downpour rain.
Yeah.
The grassy water was like, it was like basically causing like a little river of grassy water.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Whatever shall we do? Grass? Grass and water?
Like over my white sneakers?
Oh my gosh.
Like.
You gotta be kidding me.
Like, ew.
Yeah. It's hard for me to see the problem.
Yeah, I can tell you're so.
I did go back out after my phone call, after a meeting, and I finished the front yard to a degree, and I wiped off the neighbor's driveway.
Yeah, you didn't wipe off our sidewalk.
No, because then it started to rain again. So I was actually, what I was doing was, I still had not finished that deal, but it started to pour, and I was looking for the weed whacker because I still had some other stuff to finish before I was going to sweep, because I wasn't going to sweep twice the walk. So I'm blaming it on the weather, but weather aside, I don't really care what anybody's yard looks like. I don't care if there's grass clippings on the deal. I think lawns are just dumb and we should get rid of them. And I should take my own advice and turn my lawn into something else. You know, like, I don't know, grow carrots out there or something. I mean, I'm too lazy to do any
of
that.
Yeah, like, what are you going to,
with all the time I have. Maybe I just sound like a fuss. But yeah, I'm not a huge fan of lawns. Not a big fan.
Yeah, I have a few things from different fans. And it's going to be like a little this or that.
Okay, cool.
And then you just rake off the cuff, whatever comes to mind, answer it.
Okay.
Okay. Casserole or hot dish?
Casserole.
Okay. Soda or pop?
What do I call it, or what do I like to call it?
I grew up
calling it soda, but my grandpa Bob would call it pop.
So what?
I don't really care.
Answer it.
Well, soda and pop.
Crepes or pancakes?
Pancakes.
Sprecher or point root beer?
Sprecher.
Sprecher.
Sprecher is, that's the Milwaukee. It was a beer for Sprecher beer, but then they just went straight root beer.
Fried or squeaky cheese curds?
Squeaky. Squeaky.
White or yellow?
Dumb mare to me.
Okay.
Some people will say, man, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Yeah. If I have to pick one, yellow.
Why?
Because Packers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Regular brat or flavored, like, infused cheddar brat?
Oh, see, I'm always going with the classic in that regard. I appreciate all the things you guys want to do with your brats out there. I do appreciate the fact you infuse some with cheese. I won't ever turn one down. But for me, I'm going the classic bratwurst.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'll add on to it. You know, I'll put some sauerkraut on there. I'll put some horseradish. Oh, my gosh. Horseradish. I would just.
Do I need to leave?
No, it's okay. I love me some horseradish.
So really?
I really do. God, I love it.
What even is that? It's a herb, so, right? It's like it's kind of like ginger, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah.
But it's got a little spice to it. Got a little spice. It's like the green stuff you put on your sushi, you know, wasabi. Yeah, it's got a little bite.
So what's your preferred type of fish fry?
I like a walleye fish fry, potato pancakes, applesauce, coleslaw.
So walleye is your preferred?
Yeah, but by a little bit. Perch is right up there. They're the same family of fish or something like that.
Cookout, either fish fry or grilled brats?
I would say brats more versatile, and fish fry is kind of like, you know, a nice thing that you do.
Mm.
Yeah. I would say brat just because it's more versatile. A lot of brats remind me of tailgates.
Mm.
Not doing a lot of fish fries at tailgates.
That would be interesting.
I mean, I think I've done it before. The way we
I mean, the oil would just be like.
That's a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
The oil gets dangerous.
Or like if you're done with it, where do you put it?
Well.
Like it would be in your car, and then you go in your car and it would smell like
What you would do is you would take like an old bottle or something, put the oil in that, tighten it up, put it by the back tire.
Mm.
And then what I would do is then they have these oil filters.
Mm.
So you just set it in a filter and then you reuse the oil.
Mm.
It's good.
Puppy chow or snickerdoodle?
Puppy chow.
It's the Snicker salad.
Oh, Snicker salad.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. I would say puppy chow.
Puppy chow?
Yeah.
Sheep's head or euchre?
Sheep's head. I like euchre a lot, but yeah, sheep's head, that's where it's at.
Midwest summer or Midwest winter?
Are there fires coming in from Canada?
Can you just stop asking?
Like, I'm just curious, you know, because there was a fire the other day and last summer. Oh my gosh, the fires. Summer, can't beat the summers. Winter's great too, though, if you can ice fish.
Yeah. Did you ice fish this last year?
I went once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue Jay Shay asks, what's your quick trip reward of choice after 15 visits? Aruba coffee, cheeseburger, or something else?
Karuba.
Do I say Aruba?
I think you said Aruba. Yeah, the Karuba coffee, I would probably definitely say that.
Smacks.
Yeah, I mean, just because I'm always getting coffee there. Usually when I'm going there, some coffee, one of those breakfast Sammies. Mm. And then occasionally, I've gotten those Celsius drinks.
Those things light you up.
They do. Sometimes I can't handle myself.
Do you know that there are two cups of coffee in that?
But it's like natural caffeine.
Is it?
It says natural caffeine on it.
I don't know
if that's true.
My mom, she'll do one of those like before Pilates and she's like, those are so great. And I was like, you are like electrocuting your heart with that.
Are you really? I'd like to see a scientific data.
I can't say literally anything because I've been having at least two cups of coffee every day since like high school. So
yeah, that stunted your growth.
Yeah. Too bad. I'm already so tall. I need to stop something.
Yeah.
What's the best cheese from Ambrosi?
The best cheese?
Yeah.
I mean, man. I just like the cheese curds, you know. What's just a standard cheese curd kind of guy.
Best cheese for me is sharp cheddar or goat cheese.
You're a goat cheese person? Goat cheese. Wow. I don't really know. I mean, honestly, I can be whatever cheese.
Gun to your head right now. What cheese are you going to have?
Gouda. I don't really care though. Oh, like cheese is good, but I'm not like a cheese aficionado, you know?
Like a good brie?
Yeah. All of it's great.
Have you ever had goat cheese with like berries in it?
Probably.
So good. That's like a charcuterie like necessity.
Yeah. I think everything that I eat is probably pretty good. I don't get too, I don't go out of my way for, I just like need kind of the fuel and then move on.
Okay.
You know, but that's probably reflective of something, larger issue.
No, you're very like survivalist. Like,
yeah,
you will eat to survive. I eat to enjoy.
Right. I'm not, food is sort of the last thing on my.
If you're like going to be cooking dinner for someone.
Yeah.
What do you do?
It would be fish or some sort of meat that I usually, the things I know how to cook are things that I've shot or caught. Those are the things that I've had to prepare. Mostly because I'm going to be the one doing it if I shower or whatever. So it would be something like that. It would be whatever mystery meat I pull out of my freezer, which would probably be some good, like venison or bison or, you know, maybe some steak situation that I forgot I had. Little freezer burnt. No, I'm kidding.
That adds a little flavor.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not kidding. I do probably have some freezer burnt meat, but whatever. You can figure it out.
Love it.
Yeah.
Early to rise _ late to bed. Ohio is referred to as part of the Midwest. Do you agree or disagree?
Ohio is definitely part of the Midwest. I mean, if it touches a Great Lake, well, that's not true because there's a lot of East Coast.
Come on.
There's Canada. Come on, you know? Man. I know. Ohio is absolutely part of the Midwest. It is sort of a weird state in that it kind of has elements of the East Coast, elements of the South. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for sure, Midwest. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, regionally and the government even classifies it as part of the Midwest. Okay. Ohio is not even, in my mind, a questionable one.
What's the question? What do you think about Missouri?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Probably Missouri is one that a lot of people tend to question. And I've comedically questioned it. But, you know, and it has a lot of Southern elements.
Yep.
You know, it is what it is. I say you know a lot. Just notice that.
You do. Angela _JCX. Why are you always cracking a beer in your videos? Do you actually drink that much beer, though?
No. No, I don't. It's usually a character thing. Like if I'm in character, it's
it's like that. But I drink beer, but not that much beer.
I'll say, like, when we do a sketch and you're drinking a beer, I think you, like, you do it in, like, there's sometimes where you keep drinking it in order to, like, get, like, the take or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like you do ingest a lot of beer when we do shoot something where you're taking a sip.
Probably.
Because then we have so many outtakes of Charlie. Like, I could probably, like, have an hour long of footage of you burping.
Well, that's what I'm usually drinking for, to get the burp.
To get the burp. Gabe Izumi asks, how do you know that it is a good junk drawer?
How do you know it's a good junk drawer? First of all, that's a brilliant question. You need a junk drawer starter pack, okay? You need 5 screws, 3 nails, 2 washers. Boom, hardware done. And then you need a Sharpie, a pen, 2 pens that don't work, 1 pen that kind of works for like 5 lines.
Both are promotional.
Yes. 16 business cards in all stages of disarray. 1 old wallet that said business cards fell out of. You need a combination lock with no combination. You need a master lock with no key. Bonus, the key is somewhere in the junk drawer.
How many stray keys?
I would say 14 stray keys.
How many ketchup packets?
Ketchup packets, we're saying 6 ketchup, 1 mustard, 2 relish.
Soy sauce?
Of course. 1.
1.
Napkins, 1 Take plastic napkins. Yeah. Fork, 1 plastic spoon, no knife.
How many batteries?
C batteries. Exclusively C batteries. Except you also have AA and AAA batteries, but none of those have juice in them.
How many watch batteries?
Watch batteries. 1 watch battery, because every watch needs 2 of them. So yep. Just 1. Just enough not to work. And also there is a black hole in every single well-installed Midwest junk drawer where all, like, let's just say you accidentally put something in the junk drawer that you actually need. It just goes right into the black hole. Mm. And the last thing, 17 thumbtacks.
Just no more, no less.
No, because just to guarantee that every 5th time you go in the junk drawer, you prick your finger.
Mm. Paper clips?
Yeah. Yeah. How could I forget the paper clips?
Yeah.
Yeah. 1, 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, paper clips, I apologize. There's like 17 paper clips, even though nobody really needs paper clips anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's all digital. And
you're so goofy.
Yeah. I tried to say it Italian for you.
That's Morocco. So offensive.
Why? You're Italian. Well, how is that offensive?
That's not what we would say.
How would you say it?
Digital.
Digital. I tried to say it Italian. Give me a
thank
break.
Thank you. Thanks for including me.
Maraca.
I know, isn't that fun?
All right.
There it is. I think that's good. Anything else? Should we have?
Oh, you.
A couple of Christmas cards from 3 years ago.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, that. Those are. These are all the. Add-ons. These are the add-ons. This is the souped up version. Mm. And the big thing is you got to hit your junk drawer with a hammer to make sure it kind of is messed up every time you pull it out. Mm-hmm. And then the weight of that junk drawer will continue to contribute to its downfall. The weight and gravity will do its course. And yeah. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Colleen Maraca, thank you for producing this podcast. Thanks to all of you for your questions and for listening. Hannah Milos, thank you for editing. And I thank you guys sincerely for letting us get to the 200th episode of the Cripes Cast. Watch out for deer and tell your folks I says hi. We'll see you next week.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down, just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin, the Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
It's
time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.